Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Doug Bourgeois, Director of the National Business Center within the Department of the Interior. Also joining me in our conversation is Steve Watson, partner in IBM's financial management practice. Doug, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges the NBC will encounter in the future, and how do you envision NBC changing over the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, the opportunities that we have in front of us are significant. We have the opportunity to set the gold standard for service in the federal government due to the unique nature of our business model and the services that we offer. We have the opportunity to demonstrate the proactive, modern use of HR practices in the federal government, which is a cultural change in itself, but it is an opportunity that we face. And we also need to create more momentum or add to the momentum for the effectiveness and efficiency of shared services. I think I've used examples predominantly on the efficiency side, but the effectiveness side also is even more so important, and we have the opportunity to demonstrate the effectiveness of our services and help others to see through the visibility and transparency of that through our service level agreements. And then just the continued growth through integrated, seamless, value-added services and continuing to break down those functional silos and barriers. Not only as we do it in our organization, there's a multiplier effect because all of our customers get the benefit. So if we're successful in doing that, all of our civilian and federal clients are also get benefits from that. On the challenge side, we are in a competitive world, and competition with both federal and private sector shared services centers is a challenge for us, and it requires us to continually sharpen our pencils and stay sharp in what we're doing. The migration to the DOI FBMS financial management system that we discussed previously is also a challenge for us, but it's a challenge for us from the perspective of operating our business and using that tool from an administrative standpoint is a big change for us from our legacy system to the new FBMS. And we need to stay on top of that migration. Otherwise, there could be business impacts that may affect our customers. So we have to stay diligent on that. The increasing numbers of workforce that are becoming eligible to retire, we need to stay on top of it by continuing to bring in folks that are qualified and skilled at all levels and also have career ladder and growth opportunities for them to stay with us over time. And of course, the culture that resists change. The culture and the natural tendency to resist change is a challenge that we have to overcome.
Doug, we've learned during this hour that NBC provides a wide and diverse range of services. Could you elaborate on the NBC initiatives to ensure it has the right staff and skill mix to provide all these services? Specifically, I've heard about your four-point people strategy. Could you talk a bit about that?
Absolutely. This is based on the approach that FedEx takes to managing its workforce and managing people. First and foremost is listening to our employees. We implemented that within the NBC 2 years ago, an annual employee survey followed up by focus group sessions where we talked to the staff to better clarify what they told us, develop action plans, and link those plans to the performance plans of our management team so that they pay attention throughout the year. Second point on our four-point people strategy is workforce management is, you know, in our partnership model, utilizing the best mix of federal employees and contractors in an efficient manner so that we are leveraging highly specialized, sometimes technical skills of the private sector in a smart way because those generally are more expensive, but they're still absolutely needed and necessary and an important part of our overall service area and business model, but also using the federal employees in the most effective manner and in appropriate roles where generally it takes a lot of number of years in federal experience in order to gain some of this expertise, particularly in things like the federal general ledger and in payroll requirements and other things like that. And any year we might have a fluctuation of plus or minus 20% in some particular service area. If we're deploying 100% federal employees at the maximum estimated volume, if we have a downturn of 10%, we've got 10% of employees that they're not really fully utilized. So we need to maintain that level and have some flexibility through contractor resources to be able to plus up or minus for any particular business fluctuation in volume that we have. We also are working on our management competencies. We have implemented a program through a manager's competency model to work towards the continual evolution and growth of our management team, and also to infuse some private sector practices and to merge, you know, the best of federal and the best of private sector in terms of how they operate and how they manage. The fourth point in certification is really where we have specialized skill needs to make sure that we have and leverage objective certification-based approaches to continually ensuring we have the best skills and that are staying current and that we are supporting our customers in that way.
Doug, you've had a highly successful career, and you successfully bridged the migration from the private to the public sector. I'm curious, what advice might you give to a person who would be considering a career in public service and possibly interested in joining the NBC?
My first piece of advice is that, you know, the federal career can be extremely rewarding, and there are so many opportunities and challenges within federal programs. And for anyone who has a mission orientation that they want to or need to really identify with the work that they do, there are so many really powerful and important missions across the federal government that you'll find something that really aligns with what your interests are in that way. The career opportunities are there for those who have aspirations. I mean, there's for those who perform and can produce results, there's an evolving trend of focus on results in the federal government. I would also encourage folks who are considering careers in government at any level to talk to others, both, you know, government employees and folks in the private sector that provide services to the government, to ask them what it's like, to learn a little bit more about the culture and some of the processes and things. I think that would be beneficial before you make the leap. But then finally, I do think in terms of your personal characteristics, you have to have thick skin and you have to be persistent. In a nutshell, I'd say the culture can kill you. So if you have thick skin and you're persistent, you can work within the culture and be successful, and there's plenty of rewards in it.
That's fantastic. That's great advice, Doug. Unfortunately, we have reached the end of our time, and so that will have to be our last question. I do want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. But more importantly, Steve and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country in your role at the Patent Office and now at the NBC.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having me here to share my thoughts in these areas. And for those of you listening, if you have an interest in looking at NBC services, you can go to www.nbc.gov. There's plenty of information there on our website that describes our services and how you can access them.
Fantastic. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Doug Bourgeois, Director of the National Business Center within the Department of the Interior. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.